There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I am Rob, and welcome to another exciting edition of RFF Radio.
Fired up. Fired up. Survivor ended. Another great season. Ended kind of as we thought. Nothing special, no curveballs. Cochran ended up winning.
Yeah, not surprising. Although, something came out of the finale last night that kind of surprised me. If Eric had not been removed from the game, and we're just hopping right into Survivor here tonight, folks. we're not bullshitting either. We are hopping right into Survivor.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about.
There is. If Eric hadn't been removed, was Cochran in that much danger of not being in the final three?
I think everybody knew Cochran. But here's the thing, if Eric stays in the game, right, because there is two people I thought had a chance to win. I thought Cochran was the odds-on favorite, but I thought if Eddie had somehow been able to get himself into the final three that he had a legit shot, right? So if you're Eric, Dawn, and Sherry, it would have made total sense to go to the final three together.
I guess Eric had probably a better shot than I gave him credit for last night watching the show. Just because
I felt terrible for him because you know he did not want to get pulled from the game at that point.
Well, Eric, yeah, no. But I'm saying even Eddie. I guess I'm jumping ahead, but let's talk about Eric because I do want to talk about that. Yeah, he did. He had to have felt awful that he was being pulled from the game, but his body was shutting down.
Yeah, I mean, because you know that he was going to try to gut it out. If the doctors, I mean, you're in the final four, you're in the final five.
You're in the final.
Yeah, if you can crawl, you're going to want to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Even if you have to sit out the immunities and just try to hope you get through on the boat.
Yeah, that's true. He was just pushing his body way too hard out there, and you could
see he lost a lot of weight. A lot of weight out there.
And that's my point. You just took the words right out of my mouth. The weight loss that he experienced out there. He's a tall, skinny guy to start with. He's not he doesn't have the 25 pounds to lose like I'm assuming he lost out there.
It comes back to what Penner said once, and that's, you know, although you do want to get in great shape before you go out, you want to add a layer of fat before you hit the island also.
Yeah, you do. You want
to throw on a little cushion for yourself to lose.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And I don't think Eric was prepared for that.
No, Eric may be somebody who just can't add a lot of weight. He doesn't look like he has the bone structure.
No, he doesn't. Although he was an ice cream scooper, wasn't he? I would just binge on ice cream sandwiches all day long.
I was about to say, if I was an ice cream scooper, I'd be 500 pounds.
Yeah, there's no way that I would be tall and skinny like he is. Not a chance in hell.
No, but I mean, I felt terrible for him because, you know, to have to be pulled from the game at the final five just has to be heartbreaking.
And I think it was hard for everyone else there because nobody wants to see somebody go out like that.
I mean, that's one of those situations where I guarantee if you're out there, you feel bad for him, but in the back of your head, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to the final four. This is fantastic. Right, yeah. You can't openly admit that, and you feel bad for him. But I'm sure there is a part of everybody out there that's like, wait a second, I'm in the final four now.
Yeah, that absolutely has to be going through your mind. Like, thank God there's one less person.
I'm just saying it would be going through my mind if I was out there.
Well, I think it's natural for that to go through everybody's mind, and I think probably it went through Cochran's mind the most, because I guess I didn't realize that he was in such danger with Eric there.
Well, it's interesting, it's all but admitted that the final three, the hoped for final three, was Dawn, Sherry, and Eric.
Yeah, I mean that came out as final tribal.
Just we're hoping to throw Cochran off to over the. Although it makes a ton of sense. I mean, if I were those three, I'd be trying to get rid of the first chance that I would have hoped to get rid of Cochran the first chance I get.
Yeah, he really played a really good game.
I mean, I think you would have done Cochran before you do Eddie.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to talk about. I guess I didn't give Eddie that much of a chance of winning this game, but obviously he had a better chance. Well, we knew he had a better chance than Sherry, and that's why Sherry was in the final
three. You look at the jury, if Eddie could have gotten to the final three, there are some votes there for him to grab.
Yeah, especially if Cochran wasn't there. It would have been a different story, because everybody saw through Dawn. Everyone saw through Dawn.
I was about to say, let's say it was Dawn, Eddie, and Cochran. You're talking about a decently close vote, because I guarantee Eddie would have pulled Malcolm and Reynolds' vote.
Yeah.
And he might have had a chance at, you know, somebody like Brenda, who got stabbed in the back.
Oof, man. She took that really hard. I was shocked.
What's interesting? I mean, first off, Cochran was the mastermind behind that, and it was a great move, because I do think if Brenda's sitting in the final three, it's a very close vote between Cochran and Brenda.
Yeah.
I think Cochran probably still wins, but I do think Brenda would have been a much harder competition than Dawn or
Sherry.
Or Sherry.
You know, the thing is, Sherry just was oblivious to the fact as to why she was in the final three.
I mean, Sherry's the obvious was got dragged there. She's like when Boston Rob dragged that girl to the final three with him and Phillip.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about Brenda's elimination. That happened on Wednesday night. I mean, I thought that was as brutal a blindside as I've ever seen. Right? She gives them the family reward that she won.
Yeah,
and then they slice her throat.
I'm glad you bring that up, because I forgot we haven't talked about that on the air, have we?
No, we have not talked about that. That happened on Wednesday. Brenda wins the reward challenge, has to decide whether or not she goes on the reward with her family, and she had chosen Dawn, whether her and Dawn go on the reward with their family, or whether the other four get to go. And let's talk about this decision, right?
Yeah, let's do, because I was just
have to choose the other four.
No,
right? it's like both a positive and negative. If you choose yourself, then they hate you, and if you choose them, then what happened to Brenda happens. They think you're doing it to curry jury votes.
Right.
That's such a no-win situation. Don't even try in the last couple reward challenges. Might be just the way to go.
The thing is,
especially if it's a family reward challenge. I'm going to tell my wife, listen, if you're ever out there and I see it's a family reward challenge, I'm not trying. I do not want to win. They always put you in that awkward situation where you have to make a choice. And, either way, it's a no-win situation.
I think it would have been better for her to just take the experience with her family. I think that in the long run, people would have been upset, but you have to go, okay, it was her reward. She won it. It's for her family. It's to spend time with her. I think in the long run, people come out with the right decision. But when you give it away like that, you're right. People are like, oh, what is her backhanded way here? And in the end, you kind of get screwed for it.
Because they're all like, oh, geez, if we let Brenda get to the final three, she's going to win the game.
Yeah. But the thing is, she won that challenge. She had every right to take her family. I mean, because that challenge was as much for her family members as it was for her. You know, it's an experience of a lifetime for everybody. And she won.
Let's say you're out there, right? There's six people left, and the other four, I mean, wouldn't she be worried that they all go back to camp and go, what a fucking bitch. I can't believe she didn't take me on the reward. I think it was a double-edged sword for Brenda. I think she's just put in a no-win situation when she won that reward.
But I feel like in that situation, in the long run, people go, okay, I understand. She won that fair and square, and I did not. But when she give it away like that, people flip it around on her anyway. Like I said, I just think that if you're going to win the challenge, you have every right to take the reward, and people shouldn't hold that against you. Somebody might. The other thing is, on the flip side of it, she gave it away and took it away from Dawn, and I think that hurt Dawn as much as it bothered Cochran and the rest of them into thinking, well, why did she give it away? I think that the reason she took that away from Dawn, she was upset. I think that made it easier for Dawn to vote Brenda out.
Dawn, I agree, though. Honestly, I thought when Dawn made the decision to throw Brenda under the bus, and Brenda was her closest friend out there, you know, Brenda is, was like her therapist out on that island, found her teeth in that one episode, right? I feel like when Dawn did that, I think that's why the jury was really attacking her. Like, don't pretend like you're a great person when you just knifed your best friend out there in the back for $1 million. Don't even try to pretend like you're this great, you know, because that was as brutal a blindside as I've seen in some time.
But if Dawn would have handled that differently in terms of, I stabbed my best friend in the back, yeah, I'm owning it up, instead of, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, people saw through the I'm sorry, I'm a good person. If she would have taken it on and said, yeah, I'm a fucking badass out here, you stay out of my fucking way.
If she would have said, you know what, Brenda, I knifed you in the back. It was pretty brutal. You were my friend the entire game. But at the end of the day, you would have won. I didn't, you know, you have a better chance of winning $1 million than I do if you're there. Yeah. So you had to go. I actually do think you're right. People would have respected that a lot more.
But people see through the and I don't think Dawn is fake. And I'd love to have Dawn on the show, by the way.
I don't think she is either. But I think to the jury, they saw that move and were like, you know, all right, don't pretend like you're a goody two shoes if you just did that.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah, because, you know, it was interesting that we had discussed Brenda last week on the show.
Yeah.
And she was I think both of us thought she was a sleeper candidate to perhaps win this thing. Yeah. And it turned out she actually had the people on the island felt the same way, essentially.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought up the Brenda elimination, because I'd forgotten that we hadn't even talked about it on the show yet.
I mean, I think that kind of set the table for the rest of the game.
Yeah. Well, and then the fact that Eric gets pulled that same night.
And what do you think? This always happens a little bit, right? Cochran was the one who masterminded knocking Brenda out of the game, yet the blood of the elimination ended up being on Dawn's hands, right? Because it was Cochran who Sari at the beach and was like
the reason it ended up on Dawn's hands is because Dawn and Brenda were such good friends and good allies out there.
And Dawn could have blocked it. Dawn could have said, no, I'm not going to vote for Brenda.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for Eddie. And Brenda was going to vote for Eddie. So it would have been a 3-2 vote if they had done that.
Yeah.
Because Eric did vote for Eddie. Eric was not let in on the secret.
Yeah, Eric was just oblivious to everything. Voted for
Eddie. Eddie voted for Cochran. And then the other three voted for Brenda.
Yeah. Yeah, it it was dumb. Eric was just such a waste. I mean, I feel bad for the kid, but oh god, he's such a waste.
I liked Eric. I felt terrible for him on the show.
Yeah.
I felt like he deserved to get, you know, you hate seeing somebody get eliminated like that.
Well, I definitely don't disagree with you there. It's just the fact that he just did nothing all season. He's kind of like Sherry. Just did nothing all season. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sherry started out strong. I liked Sherry in the beginning, but
Sherry kind of subverted her personality in order to stay in the game.
She did.
I mean, she kind of did a 360, you know, and basically became kind of just a vote for the fan alliance. Yeah,
and that's exactly what she did.
Cochran wins that first reward, yes. Right? And that basically won him the immunity challenge.
That first reward, which, by the way, was going to be an immunity challenge. People need to realize this. I saw a lot of talk on Twitter last night, like, "Well, why are we doing a reward challenge?" No, that challenge was all set up and ready to go because they needed to vote somebody out, but they didn't have to because Eric got pulled. So yeah. They turn it into a reward challenge for an advantage in the final.
Do you feel like that was too much of an advantage?
Right? No.
I could see a knot untying one set of knots, but all three, he basically had like a he won and the lead got made back up. But he had a huge head start on everybody.
No, I don't feel like it was too much of an advantage just because of the fact of how hard to win that reward. That advantage was, how hard it was to win that reward challenge.
And also, what's interesting is it wasn't an endurance immunity. Usually those final immunities are like, put your hand, hold on to the statue for as long as you can hold on to.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-hour challenge.
I like that challenge, though, that they had for the final immunity. I liked the challenge that they had for the final reward that was also going to be an immunity challenge.
I always loved that challenge. Yeah. The building blocks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of always like that last one where, like, yeah, everybody's got their hand on something, and yeah, all right, you know, who wants it more?
Yeah, I like those two once in a while. I don't think that should be a staple of every season.
Mm-hmm.
But no, once Cochran won that final immunity, he had it in the bag. It was his. The jury loved him. The jury loved him.
Unanimously?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I mean, he deserved to win unanimously.
Yeah.
He was the best player of the season, and he deserved it. And he was right. I loved when Malcolm asked him, why did you, what was your best trait? And he said it was his insecurity.
Yeah.
And that he always went and got somebody out before. And I thought that was brilliant. I thought that's the reason why he did win, was that he always made the move first before mm-hmm. somebody else could make the move on him.
Yeah, I mean, Cochran is probably one of the, like Jeff said last night at the finale, the reunion, he's like, maybe one of the least likely winners ever. And I kind of have to agree.
He's so smart, though. The only thing that you would say, well, he's not problems, is he wasn't a challenge. You know, you look at him, you're like, that guy shouldn't win challenges. But he turned out to be a pretty big time challenge competitor.
Yeah.
Listen, that last immunity challenge, if you're Eddie, you had every chance in the world there. I mean, that's a physical challenge. I would have thought he'd been able to run faster and been closer to being in that challenge.
Yeah, I would have too, but just the puzzle. It's just the puzzle.
Is Cochran always said he wasn't that good at puzzles?
No. You know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the chat room right now, because for some reason I think the entire chat room is in another realm and I'm in a different chat room. I don't know what is going on with the chat room right now.
Yeah, I'd love to hear their opinions on what happened last night.
I knew we had people. I knew we had people listening, but I closed out of the chat room and logged back in, and now everybody's in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at an empty chat room going, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a chat room, so you guys can start typing so mm-hmm. that I can see your thoughts. No, what were we talking about? Sorry.
Talking about Cochran.
Oh, yeah. But Eddie losing that last challenge was not a surprise to me because of the puzzle. He just did mm-hmm. terrible at the puzzle.
He's somebody you always thought was going to be better at challenges, but he turned out to be kind of weak at challenges all year long.
Yeah, he did. He was really relying on Eddie or Reynolds.
I think the two eliminations that set up Cochran's win were Andrea and Brenda. Those are the only two people that were out on that island in the final that were sitting on the jury that could have really have beaten him.
Yeah.
I mean, Malcolm just had too much. He was too far down. I mean, his alliance, he wasn't going to win. He was never going to be able to cobble together unless he went on a challenge streak. But I do feel like Andrew and Brenda were the two people who had a chance to beat Cochran, and Cochran got them out. You know, basically a week before they would have had an opportunity to get him out.
If somebody in the chat room wants to copy and paste all the past stuff that you guys have typed and paste it back into the chat room so I can kind of read it, that'd be great. I'm just reading, just trying to figure out what's going on here. No, you're right. And Cochran even pointed out, he was like, or who said this at the jury last night? Maybe it was Eric, that Don was just an open nerve. And well, Cochran even said something like, you know, your emotions made it hard for the alliance, for our friendship to continue on. You know, Cochran even acknowledged that
mm-hmm.
throughout the whole thing, that Don was just too emotional, and maybe that's why he kept her around, is he knew all along that he could beat her.
I think Cochran knew he wanted Sherry and Dawn with him. I'd love to hear an interview with him, but I have to think his goal was to get to the final three with those two.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
He knew Sherry had no chance of beating him.
Oh, God.
And then Dawn, he knew, had probably worn thin on everybody else out there.
Yeah, she really got on everyone's nerves out there.
I mean, he definitely didn't want Eddie there, and he got rid of Brenda the one before.
Yep. So, what? Oh shit. What else do we have to talk about?
Any thoughts on the reunion?
The reunion. So yes, I'm glad you bring that up too, because first time ever we haven't seen the pre-jury cast on stage during the reunion.
Now, what do you think that was?
So, last Wednesday or Tuesday, I posted an article on my Twitter account, twitter.com/RobRFF, if you guys want to follow it along. Brandon Hance was actually banned from the reunion.
And I guess they didn't want to have him be the only one not there, so they probably didn't invite everybody.
Yep. Well, they invited everybody else. Everybody else was in the audience, but they didn't. And the Puffy Taco.
I mean, not sitting up on stage.
Right, right. Davey says they needed more time to talk with the girl with braces. That was uncomfortable, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Probst, please. I want to say this. Jeff, you tried with the talk show thing. It's not working out for you. The girl with the braces was a big flop.
Now, the Brandon Hans thing, was it basically just because of how he acted on the island?
I think people are just tired of his bullshit. He was going to be confrontational with Philip, and it was just going to make for a terrible reunion, and they knew it.
I still take my hat off to Philip. I thought he really kind of carried himself well in that situation.
He did. He did.
He was the bigger man. He walked away. He didn't, engage. And, he was being egged on, essentially, too. And he took the high road there.
Yeah, he handled himself really well there.
Especially when I was watching I watched the replay of that again. I was like, wow, he kind of, he did well there.
They're saying in the chat, Davey's saying in the chat room, Russell also flew out to L.A. and also got banned from the reunion.
Really?
They just are tired of the Hance family.
Wow. That's interesting. Where was that article on?
I posted it last week sometime. I'd have to go find. I think it was on the Examiner. Examiner posted it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Brandon Hance banned from Survivor Live reunion show.
And what about Russell? Where was that?
They're just saying that in the chat room right now.
Oh. But, no.
I thought Philip is crazy. I mean, you have to admit, Trevor, Philip is nuts. I mean, he's not all there.
I like Philip. He's one of my favorite characters.
Philip is entertaining, and he's a genuinely nice guy. I
agree with that, and I don't think he gets enough credit. He's not a bad guy. I mean, you watch some of the outtakes from the island. People. I think he's a decent guy. He's just a little bit eccentric.
Yeah, but he's crazy. I mean, he's not all there.
I actually think they did Cochran and that whole alliance a favor, Malcolm, when he busted out all those immunity idols and got rid of Philip.
Yeah.
And by the way, I still look back at that move that Malcolm made, and I'm like, gosh, he probably regrets having done that. He has to.
Yeah, probably. But it made life a little easier, I think. Batshit Crazy says, someone send Trevor some pink undies for his birthday. So I thought it made for a better reunion show just having the jury there, because it seems like Jeff is spending too much time talking to the first people voted out that we really don't give a shit about.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, really, he was gonna spend 2 minutes talking with Francesca, which nobody really cares. Nobody needed to talk to Shamar. We didn't need to hear from him. I think it made for a better reunion show.
There wasn't that. And I think the best people that were on the show were made the jury.
Yeah.
The only one I would have liked to have heard from is Corinne.
Yes, I would. You're right. I would have also liked to have heard from Corinne. But otherwise, no. There's nobody else. There's nobody else. We didn't need to hear from Hope or Laura. I mean, do you even remember that they're on this season?
Yeah, it's interesting. They always Julia? Do that, like reminisce when they go through all the Survivor castaways.
Yeah.
And there's always a few people at the beginning that I can't. That I'm like, oh, they're on the show, really.
Yeah.
Laura, I remember. It's the other two that were alive with Reynolds and Eddie.
Hope and Allie.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there was Julia, who we didn't care. Nobody cared.
Honestly, the fans, kind of a weak casting job, in my opinion, looking back on it.
Yeah, not bad, though. I mean,
usually I love the way Survivor cast the season.
Oh, wait until you hear next season's cast.
It's already out there?
It's already out there, yes.
What is it?
We'll talk about it. I want you to continue with your thoughts, though, here.
No, I mean, Survivor, to me, has always been the best casted reality show. They always have a nice blend of people in terms of a lot of regular people on the show and whatnot. This year, I don't know. There wasn't that. Who from the fans would make an all-star season of the show?
Who from this season?
Yeah, who from the fans, right? Not the favorites. Who from the fans this season would be cast on an All-Stars edition?
That's a good point.
I don't think there's one person that you say, oh, they got to bring that person back for All-Stars.
That's true. That's a great
Reynolds
point.
Maybe might be the only one I can think of.
Reynolds and Eric, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. Reynolds and Eric, maybe. You know, nobody else.
Well, Eric's a favorite, so he...
No, Reynolds and Eddie, sorry.
Yeah, maybe those two, but you're kind of stretching it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no... And that's how you kind of always judge the season in terms of which one of these people would be brought back for an All-Star. Which of these people do I have to see again on TV?
Yeah. Yeah, there's not too many of them.
Like, I was ready to start a letter writing campaign to get Phillip back on All Stars, right? There has to, you know, and that's one way you judge how the show was cast in terms of, like, Malcolm had to bring him back, right?
Yes.
You look at, you know, there's always certain, they brought him back immediately, which actually, if you're Malcolm, that almost is a disadvantage that you basically were out there for 75 days over the last year.
Yeah. So next season is Survivor Blood versus Water.
Okay.
Now, we talked about this already where they were talking about bringing former favorites back with their family members. So kind of somebody akined it to Amazing Racing, Amazing Race-izing the show.
Okay, so there's going to be like 20 people, 10 favorites and like one of their family members?
Yes, it's 10 favorites with their family members.
Okay.
And I think they're going to be separated on tribes, family versus
it's a new concept. Stay fresh.
It is. And it's not really family members. Some of it's boyfriend, girlfriend. We have, and I'm going to start off with Kat from Survivor One World. Remember Kat? She's a little blonde-headed, little squeak of a thing.
Not really, but okay.
Yeah, she's dating Hayden from Big Brother, who will be...
Nice casting decision!
Yeah.
Absolutely! Bring back... Oh! Nice! I'm fired up. Hayden was on the show for like an hour one night.
Yeah, so he's gonna
be... What was his alliance again? The Brigade.
The Brigade, yes. Yeah.
Oh, God, Hayden, that's fantastic. That's great news. That just made my day.
That is probably the strongest casting decision they made for this season.
Nice.
Is the fact that Hayden is going to be there.
He could be a serious threat to become the first person ever to win two separate realities, to win two of the Triple Crown.
God,
because Hayden was a pretty smart guy in terms of strategy on Big Brother. Former baseball player, college baseball player, should be pretty good in physical immunities. I'm just throwing it out there. He could be a history maker.
He could very well be a history maker. So looking forward to that. Colton is going to be back.
Nice. I like that. That's, he deserves to be back.
He's also from Survivor One World.
Okay.
The next person from Survivor One World is Monica, which I'm not sure.
Monica.
I got her figured out. Monica Couplier was her name. I got to Google image search some of these people. Oh, yeah. She was a little older, black-haired lady. That's a very poor casting decision. The thing is, Jeff Probst was the one that called Survivor One World a letdown, and there's three people from Survivor One World on there.
Okay. All right. Colton was another one who got taken from the game.
Yeah. I'm happy to see.
He deserved a second shot.
I'm happy to see Colton back. Batshit Crazy Who's with Colton. I think his, boyfriend, is going out with Colton. Yeah, maybe his fiance. KFN Dog says NFL quarterback Brad. Oh, that's why she's there. She's married to the NFL quarterback Brad, Culpepper.
Oh, wait, Dante Culpepper?
No, Brad Culpepper.
Who's Brad Culpepper?
I don't know. That's just what they're saying in the chat room. So this is Monica Culpepper.
What?
This is Monica Culpepper, who is on Survivor One World.
I've heard of Dante Culpepper, but not Brad Culpepper.
Brad Culpepper.
Who do you play in the NFL for?
American College and Professional. He became a consistent starter for the Minnesota Vikings.
Dante Culpepper.
Okay. That's Don.
He's going to be, actually, he's a beast. He could be, he's going to be very tough. Ridiculously good athlete.
No, it's not Dante Culpepper, Trevor. Sorry. It's not. John Broward Culpepper, nicknamed Brad Culpepper.
No, there's only Dante Culpepper started for the Vikings. He was the quarterback with Randy Moss. Has to be the same guy.
I don't think it's the same guy, Trevor.
Has to be. I've never heard of a Brad Culpepper, and I watched the NFL religiously. All right, we'll keep going. We'll figure this out.
Brad's white.
Brad Culpepper, and he played quarterback?
No, he was just a starter. Defensive lineman, they're saying.
Oh,
in the chat.
All right. Okay.
I butchered her name until somebody brought it up in the chat room. So we have Tyson from Token Teens and Heroes vs. Villains.
Okay. This is Tyson's third go-round.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the biker, the mountain biker, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
He's
one of those that's always been in the mix, but's never won.
Yeah, Eris, winner from Panama, is back.
Eris is good. Eris has a chance to be the first two-time winner of the show.
No, there's already been a two-time winner.
That's right, Sandra won. Yeah. Shit.
And coming back for an unprecedented fourth time, Rupert.
Rupert, going after the title once again.
Ugh, he's just not built for this game, people. Sorry. Then we have Laura Morit from Samoa. Don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, even her picture isn't ringing a bell. From Survivor Season 1. Not Rudy, but Jervis.
Jervis!
Yeah.
Nice! Nice casting. He's one of those you always kind of wondered what happened to.
Yeah.
Is he the one who first started eating the rats?
Yes.
I remember they're all sitting around the campfire. He cooks the rat, eats it, and then shares it with somebody else. Now they look, we gotta go find ourselves some more rats to eat.
Yeah. RC from Philippines.
I remember, okay.
Ugh, not excited about her. And another winner from Survivor Australia, Tina Wesson.
Ooh, that's another nice casting decision.
There's better. I think there's better people out there.
She won. She's a winner.
I like
when they bring back winners.
I guess, but I don't know. I'm just not that pumped up. I'm pumped up about Hayden.
I'm fired up that Hayden's on the show. This is great. What would have been great if they could have brought back Enzo, reformed the brigade on the series of Survivor.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. The only reason that Hayden is there is because he was dating Kat from season
I'm going to put this out here. The only reason why Kat's there is because he's dating Hayden.
Well, that could be. It could be a mutual agree. It could be a mutual beneficiary there.
I think people are more excited to see Hayden than they are to see Kat.
I agree. But the only reason they weren't actively seeking Hayden. They weren't actively seeking Kat either. It was just that they were dating each other, and oh, that's a good idea. Let's bring them on.
So we probably saw them together at a bar in Santa Monica.
Probably.
Like, do you know Hayden's dating Kat? And they're like, Hayden's dating Kat? Oh shit, we should, if we bring Kat back, we get Hayden also. It's like a double bonus. You got all the Big Brother fans watching.
Yeah. So, not a strong casting for next year, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway.
Hayden's another one you have to watch out because
yeah.
It was him that basically sealed Brittany's fate on that show, yet the guy from Texas is the one who had the blood on his hands over it.
Yeah. Yeah, Hayden's going to be a smart player if he doesn't get voted out too early.
If I saw him out on that island, I would absolutely try to get him out early.
Yeah. So anyway, that's next season of Survivor, and now starts the downhill spiral of RFF Radio until the end
of
June.
Big Brother starts. Is Big Brother starting in June this year? Yeah. Last year they started in July, right?
June 26th, I think.
Did we bitch about that last year?
We did.
They started Big Brother at like the same time the Olympics were starting, and I think we were bitching like, why not start it in June? So we're not going head to head with the Olympics. You know, well,
thankfully, there's no Olympics this year.
Yeah, there's no Olympics this year, and they're starting it earlier. It makes no sense.
That's, you know what we're gonna do though in this downtime is we're gonna do our half year nominations for RFF Reality TV Awards.
We'll reach into our bag of gimmicks.
Yeah, we'll have Jay Holland Moore on one time to talk about. No. I want him on to talk about Big Brother. I mean, he worked. He was a producer over there at Big Brother, and I'd love to get some more behind the scenes stuff from him.
I'd like to quiz him too if we're gonna get Joe Schmo 4.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't understand. That's like the other than wrestling, that was like the highest rated show that network had.
And it was not actually. It didn't. What? It didn't do great.
Really?
No. It really tailed off there towards the end, I think.
How is it even possible?
I don't know.
It's the worst shit I've ever seen on TV. They show... Hold on, let's go check out what Spike's giving us right now on TV.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The Furious Tokyo Drift.
Before we ever get past this next season, Nico texted me earlier this week saying that Rob C. was going to be on next season of Survivor, but he's not on the spoiler list.
Really?
Yeah. So fuck you, Rob C.
No, I wouldn't mind seeing Rob C.
I wouldn't either. I'm just kidding. Somebody's going to isolate that and email it to him, so fuck you too. maybe he is on there and this list is wrong. You know,
it'll be great for us because instead of having fans split listening to our two podcasts, we'll just get all their listeners also.
Yeah, hopefully he wouldn't be able to do his podcast.
Is it? See, because during Big Brother is when we always are in the top 50 on I track this pretty religiously. We're always in the top 50 during Big Brother. But during Survivor and Amazing Race, we were like in and out of the top 50.
So Nico's asking if I did hear anything about the controversy. Davey's saying that Rob C's wife, Nicole, is expecting, which if they are, congratulations.
Congrats.
That is exciting. Brenda whipping out her belly last night on TV. Holy shit. I was kind of shocked.
You know what that shows is how long ago was that Survivor film?
That was back in June. I think I read back in June. So she got knocked up like shortly after she got back.
Not really when you think about it. It's May.
Yeah, that's true. A couple months anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm. He announced, Nico says that Rob C. announced on his podcast last night that his wife is pregnant and fans are speculating that he's lying. He has yet to deny that he's on next season.
I don't think that's something you lie, but I'm giving Rob C. the benefit of the doubt.
I am too. Why, what are you,
what possible thing do you have to gain from that?
Here's the thing, folks. And I like Rob C., and I'm guessing he doesn't.
He's one of my favorite cast members that was ever on Survivor.
Bit of a stretch for me, but
first season he was really good.
But, and I'm sure he does a great show because people listen to it. I'm not denying that he does probably a great podcast. But he is an attention whore, people. He wants people talking about him. Thinking that he's speculating that he's going to be on the next season because that's good for him. And I don't blame him for that.
It's good for his podcast.
Trevor and I should start speculating. You know what, Trevor? We are not denying that we are on the next season of The Amazing Race.
We are not denying.
That is our official stance right now. Trevor and I are not denying that we are on the next season of The Amazing Race.
No, well, first of all, that's of all the shows, I used to love The Amazing Race, and I don't know. Let's talk about The Amazing Race. This last season. What's your thought in terms of you loved? We both loved it like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. I will say that this season kind of rejuvenated me for it, just because it wasn't terrible. It wasn't a bad season.
It wasn't a bad season, but I do think The Amazing Race has kind of locked itself in to trying to be. It's 8 o'clock on Sunday night. It's the family friendly reality show, yeah. Yeah, you're great. You can watch it with your grandma.
Yeah,
and that's kind of its niche. They don't cast teams that don't like each other anymore. They never argue on that show. It's a race. I want to see them show some passion, show some emotion. Maybe get into a yelling match outside a challenge.
Yeah, I would like to see more more drama, I guess, between teams.
Like, you watch this basketball series between the Heat and the Bulls. What makes it great is that these two teams genuinely dislike each other.
Yeah. is the score right now, by the way?
58-42 Miami.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Not that translates at all. It's just basically for my own personal knowing right now. Not that anybody's tuning into our podcast to find out what the score is at halftime of the Bulls-Heat game.
No, but I think people want to see that on The Amazing Race, but I don't think we get it because it's the 8 o'clock Sunday show.
Yeah.
It has to be PG. It can't be PG-13 like Survivor.
Yeah, I mean, Brenda whipping out her belly last night, that's PG-13.
Yeah, the last time we had a hint of an argument was when Keisha and Jen and Margie and Luke got into it at the finish line.
Yep.
And that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. No, but this season did kind of bring it back for me. I don't know what it was about this season. It was a decent cast. The fact that I could root against Bates and Anthony was fun to me, I guess. That's what made it fun for me, is I had somebody to root against.
Let's talk. Bates and Anthony and the two in Caroline, I mean, it's like they're cheering for, it's like Caroline and Jennifer were cheering for Bates and Anthony instead of racing against them.
Yeah, they were.
When they cast a season, cast some people that are overly competitive. That are gonna, and act overly competitive on the show, who are not gonna like each other,
mm-hmm.
who may go and try to trip somebody when they're running towards the finish line.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you the kind of person who would trip somebody if they're running ahead of you towards the finish line? If you answer yes, you're moved to like a special section where they definitely might cast you.
I think so. We just need more drama.
Yeah.
People in the chat room are talking about Rudy's appearance last night on the reunion show and how he got away with saying queers so many times.
I was pretty surprised by that. I didn't think you were allowed to say that on TV anymore.
I didn't either, but Rudy can get away with it. Can you believe that man is 82 years old?
I guess they probably let Rudy get away with it because he's 82 years old.
Or 80. Well, maybe he's 85. Maybe he's 85.
I was kind of surprised that it didn't, that, like, you know, now that I think about it, I'm actually really surprised that wasn't, well, I guess it was live, so you can't edit it.
Well, they've got a dump. There's a delay, and they can dump out of it. I mean, they could have dumped out of it if they wanted to, but they chose not to. I mean, ever since this whole Janet Jackson thing, there's a 7-second delay on anything, and they can dump out of it.
You know what's interesting is I have 3 TVs in my apartment. 2 are hooked up to cable, and 1 is hooked up to the antenna. The one that's hooked up, because the one that's hooked up to the antenna is the one I have a Blu-ray player on.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's the Netflix TV.
Sure.
But if I do watch a sporting event on the antenna and not on cable, the antenna is definitely airs things earlier.
Oh, yeah. But,
seconds earlier than cable does.
Well, part of that is, well, and it depends on how your cable company receives the feed from the network. Some of that is going over the satellites, which absolutely adds a delay. So you know, there's that to think about. Depending on how the cable company receives their feed, mm-hmm. You know, us satellite people who I just got the Hopper today. I was told by a person on Twitter that I couldn't call it the Hoppa like they do in the commercials, but I have the Dish Hopper now. You know, it definitely, there's a delay. I can, you know, definitely tell sometimes on Twitter, you know, things are happening. People are publishing tweets just as things are happening on TV, and it's just that many seconds of a difference to know. But anyway, I don't know. You need to get out of here, don't you, Trevor?
Yeah, I have to pick somebody up at 9 o'clock, so I only got a couple minutes left.
But yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do next week, but that's our show for this week, folks. Right? Is there anything else?
I'm done.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They catch you at TrevorRFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, again, we are not denying the fact that we are on the next season of The Amazing Race. I will not comment on the fact that I have been cast for Big Brother.
Nor Survivor, right?
Well, you know, Survivor, we're going to wait till next season. We've been in talks, but I'm not supposed to be talking about that right now either.
You have no comment on the situation.
No comment on next season of Survivor. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for making it a great, fun season of Survivor once again. Talk to you next week, everybody.